So currency. I mean, it's a very painful book to read. I'm really glad that it exists, but I have to admit it was quite painful to read, and I can only wish that he does more of these. So I'm going to do something I normally don't do. I'm going to actually list suggestions for the third volume and beyond, because I think Dr. Ball needs to make this argument strongly and more clearly with more examples and maybe more chapters, because we've got to deal more with the individual versus the collective, because Dr. Ball is talking about the collective of Black America. So here are my suggestions. I think he needs to talk about how employment is not power. Even employment at Black banks, which as Ball correctly describes, are small institutions dealing with small amounts of money. Another thing to be added to future volumes. The forming of economic co-ops, as ethnic groups allegedly do or did at least in the 20th century, allegedly folks created co-ops that allowed them to buy every fruit and vegetable stand in New York City and things like that. Even if they did that, even if that's what happened, that is not the same as power. Guaranteed income, something that my mayor in Newark, New Jersey, Roz Baraka, is looking into, is not power. And finally, it's become very popular to talk about Sandy Darity and reparations, and California just did this huge 1,000-page reparation report. And the wealth gap seems to be the primary thing that people talk about in terms of reparations. I also think that Dr. Ball needs to go into reparations and to talk about how reparations, particularly as defined with the wealth gap, that that's not power. Again, America is a land of myths. So I just want to point out a final myth that kind of ties into to what Dr. Ball and other people are talking about. The issue is that capitalism is being fed to us as salvation. You know, I've done things with Grant Cardone and Anthony Robbins, and they literally talk about if you made money, you would solve problems that are in your community. You know, you would be able to fund things. You'd be able to fund more scholarships. You'd be able to fund more food banks. In fact, Anthony Robbins talks about how his goal is to feed on Thanksgiving 1 billion people. Now, I would never be against feeding 1 billion people. Definitely not. But feeding 1 billion people on one day is not transforming the system that leaves people hungry the next day. And until we deal with that reality, we will continue to be in the dream world that mass media and corporations and marketing firms have constructed for us. For the Black World Media Network, I'm Todd Stephen Burrows.
That was Book Bundle, a review of literary works in varying media formats, presented by reviewer Professor Todd Stephen Burrows, journalist, historian, and popular culture enthusiast.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump. Still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC, does not
show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Amos and you're listening to the Jazz Corner here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Getting things started from the live Detroit Jazz Festival, the Mack Avenue Super Band, taking it back there a few years ago. And we heard a tune called Preach Hank. Yeah, Preach Hank. Also, stepping in, new music from Oren Evans. He's appearing this weekend at the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival. And we heard a tune called Phoebe's Stroll. Thank you. Okay, Cannonball Adderley. And I was thinking about Cannonball Adderley yesterday when I was reading something that George Duke had said some years ago, because he was playing with Cannonball and he was also playing with Frank Zappa. He had left Frank Zappa's band, Mothers of Invention, to go play with Cannonball Adderley. Then he played with Cannonball for a couple of years, but he's not on this particular recording. But the people that are on this recording are Miles Davis, Sam Jones, Art Blakey, and Hank Jones. So there you go. You're listening to the Jazz Corner here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Kevin Amison with you on a journey through great black music from the ancient to the future. Thank you.
wondering where we went wrong. Even as I sit and write this song, I wish we could go back to how things were before life got in the way and bitter cold winds blew the hurt. Can we start on?
another great young artist out there for you to check out. And hopefully you got a chance to see her at the Jazz Festival this weekend. Chrissy Dashiell. She's there for you. And she did a tune called How It Ends. Also, new music from Joey Alexander. It's amazing to watch this young man grow up. He did a new tune. It's called Blue, and it's on Mack Avenue.
Thinking about you, morning you. Learning to dream better. Wish I didn't get so weak. Ooh, baby, just to hear you speak makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. See, like a queen, queen upon a throne. It was a sweetest thing I've known. Yes, it was the sweetest thing I've done. Yeah. I get mad when you walk away, so I tell you to leave, I mean stay. Warm as the sun dipped in black, fingertips on the small of your back, so valuable. In all precious, 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 precious baby dark skin tone. Yeah, it was the sweetest thing I've known. It makes me think I'm wrong. Sweet princess of the ghetto. Oh, your kisses taste like amaretto. Intoxicating. Oh, so intoxicating. How sad that all things come to an end. But then again,
first of all, I want to remind you that you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is the Jazz Corner for Sunday. Yes, indeed. Sunday in September 17th of 2023. Man, it's getting cold outside. Wow. But, hey, all this great music we've been hearing, and the last person we heard from was P.J. Morton. New music from him doing his version of The Sweetest Thing. Austin Michelle and the D'Ocello from Georgia Avenue, her new one. From the Umacord Real Book. Madison McFerrin doing God Herself. Let us see if I need to know. Jubu and Eric Smith of Legally Blind doing You with Lala Hathaway, Layla Hathaway. And let me see here. Oh, yeah, Joey Alexander with Blue. Joey Alexander, new music from him on Mac Avenue. And Christy Dashiell of How It Ends. Yes, indeed. Baby, How It Ends. Yeah, that's her latest one. So we hope you like that, okay? Uh-huh. And, oh, yeah. Oren Evans.